USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Democrats point fingers at the Trump administration and blame it for the separation of immigrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexican border, President Trump says it's Democrats who are to blame.
I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children.
President Trump telling reporters outside the White House that Democrats are not supporting immigration reform measures that he wants approved that would mean that policy concerning children would end.
We need a wall. We need border security. We got to get rid of catch and release.
As a salmonella outbreak expands to more states, Kellogg's is recalling its Honey Smacks cereal because of a possible link to it. The CDC says that puffed wheat cereal is a likely source of the outbreak that has now sickened at least 73 people in 31 states. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Taliban leader in Pakistan is dead, according to Afghan officials who say Mullah Fazlullah was killed by a U.S.-Afghan airstrike near the Pakistani border yesterday. He's been one of Pakistan's most wanted terrorists. As expected, President Trump has announced steep tariffs on Chinese goods, saying the U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese exports.
So last year, $375 billion in trade deficit. We had a 300 with China. We had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. Not going to happen anymore.
China now announcing it's going to impose similar tariffs on American goods from planes to soybeans. Six people still hospitalized after a roller coaster derails in Daytona Beach, Florida. Two people thrown over 30 feet to the ground. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's longtime lawyer is now seeking a restraining order against another lawyer, the attorney for the porn star who claimed she had an affair with Donald Trump back in 2006. Michael Cohen wants lawyer Michael Avenatti to stop talking to the media, claiming it's likely to deprive him of the right to a fair trial. Avenatti is the attorney for Stormy Daniels. Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 to stop talking about her alleged affair with Mr. Trump, which he and the administration have long denied. It seems students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in South Florida, where a shooting massacre happened back on Valentine's Day, are continuing to work for tighter gun laws, even though it's summer break. Many of the students are now going on a 20-state bus tour. It's going to span 2 months. The students say they plan to make 50 stops as they continue to rally young voters in the fight against gun violence. Their first stop is today in the city of Chicago. And this is giving a new meaning to the term B&B. Bed and breakfast hotels are popping up in California. Many Airbnbs around that state are starting to offer complimentary marijuana as a welcome gift for their guests. In that state, it's now legal to gift up to 1 ounce of marijuana. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.